This is the Infamous Inmate Podcast with your host, Gio.
Welcome back. I am your boy Gio, and this is the Infamous Anime Podcast, where I watch, recap, and review your favorite animes. Today, we're going to review, I have to say, one of the best updated animes in the world. Well, I can't say in the world, I take that back. The best anime I ever watched. And I have to shout out to my friend Anthony for this anime because I love it. It is called Be the Beginning. Now for the summary. The archipelagic country of Saramona is descending for crime and action in a technology sophisticated universe. The protagonist Koku, a renowned Royal Investigation Service, which is the RIS agent Keith, and an unidentified criminal gang are in the three main protagonists in the series. For me, I rate this a 7 out of 10. And this anime was released in 2018. Now let's get to the pros. The intro was relatable to the series. Music was light and suspenseful. Visuals was very good. The transition and the symbolism during the intro, it explains a lot of what's going on in that series. And even the text was very ominous and very relatable to what's gonna happen. The character's development of the story was very easy to decipher from an audience standpoint. And I'm gonna just mention three main characters because there's a lot of characters in the series. So we're gonna start with Keith Kazuma Flick, an intellectual yet short-tempered veteran of the Royal Investigation Service that recently unretired himself to solve a bunch of cases that might be related to the murder of his sister, Erica Flick. Even though he's very introverted, he's precisely predict a target's intentions before the action happens. And I have to say, for a guy like him to work in the police force, he is very good at his job. There were some scenes, which I'm not gonna explain, but you gotta watch yourself, where he even predicted and counter-predicted of what was going to happen to some people. Then we have Koku, a quiet and a shy individual that's contained a heteromeclia iridium, which basically is a compound that makes one eye one specific color and the second eye very different. And he has a skill for repairing violins, even though he can't play. He has a different side, which is Killer Bee. Then that is a specific creature that focuses on his missions by using his aggressive and merciless behavior. Killer Bee is very, very dangerous. It's to a point where he somewhat can't control it, and he's very crazy about it when it comes to killing and eliminating people that he has to eliminate. Then we have Lily, a detective that takes her job very seriously but acts unprofessional, rash, and has a spoiled child mentality. Lily has a newbie type of character where basically she's very naive in certain situations. She's one of those do now, ask questions later type of person. And then the last one we have Minasuki. He is a Reggie, which is an experimental super soldier agent from the Market Maker, a shadow cult that controls social order from the underground. He has an obsession into capturing B and willing to sacrifice any of his comrades in order to effectively achieve his goal. He is what you call a psychotic maniac. He's willing to sacrifice his own comrades. He's willing to do crazy things. And he's also willing to put people in danger in order to get his goal achieved. Which is it. And that is the three characters. And another pro that I have is it feels a little thrills in the show with plenty of suspense. And let me explain what I meant by that. If I have to describe this anime in three shows, it would be Law and Order due to the the cases that they have to solve. Supernatural because some of the things is, it feels like a supernatural type things, like with demons and super soldier. And Sherlock Holmes because there's plenty of logical thinking, and there's some certain scenes where the narrator had to explain why he says that. Definitely lots of twists and turns that was so unexpected that even I didn't expect this. There was a murderer of an RNIS individual, which was a co-worker who sought revenge of the main character for what he did in the past. And I think that is it for the pros. The cons: the plot takes longer than usual to reveal itself. Unlike different animes, which they tell you right then and there, this one kind of gives a go slow type of moment where it would just take longer than usual until you realize what's going on. And it has filler, especially I think 2 to 3 episodes where it talks about the history between Koku, aka Killer Bee, and Keith's father, and how they're connected to each other. And the last thing I forgot to add, which I just realized, is the story leaves a lot of questions, then it gives answers. Basically, it talks about a co-worker that tried to murder an Ariz individual. It didn't explain that what made him want to go and commit that crime before he got caught. It never explained that to him. Overall, I give it a 7 because yes, it has the potential. Yes, it's very good. It's very unique, I will say. And I can see a additional series or a spinoff coming from that. This is the Infamous Anime Podcast. If you want to follow me on Instagram, infamous_geo3. And if you like to hear more of these podcasts or check out my previous episodes of this, go ahead and go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts, or wherever you hear this. Thank you for listening.